Back here in the NAFB Trade Talks this year, the virtual format, and our interview right now is with Laura Wright, Director of Sustainable Animal Proteins with Where Food Comes From. Laura, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing just fine. Thanks for being here. And, you know, as we get started, Laura, you might just first give our listeners an overview of Where Food Comes From, Inc. and what your organization's all about.
Very good. Well, thanks for having me. Where Food Comes From is based in Castle Rock, Colorado, and we are a verification company. We've had over 25 years of experience in on-farm verification of various programs, and we also have a technologies solutions arm as well. And so really providing producers that are raising the food to feed the world, providing solutions and ways to differentiate themselves.
That's great. And you have an entire suite of care standards that we want to talk about today. First, can you give us a rundown of the Beef Care program and what it offers?
Absolutely. We launched Beef Care in January of 2020. And, you know, in just 10 months' time, we've got nearly 300 ranches that are certified in Beef Care and covering about 25 states across those ranches. And it's really exciting. It's a program that really is designed for producers to tell their story and to verify the sustainable practices that they have on their farms and ranches where they're raising the cattle. There's three pillars within Beef Care and really all of our care suites. That is one, animal care, two, environmental stewardship, and the third pillar is people and community.
And I also see there's dairy care, poultry care, and pork care. Can you kind of give us a kind of, you know, a breakdown of those three as well?
Absolutely. So the other proteins really follow the same format, if you will, relative to those three pillars that I mentioned, knowing that that is really what consumers are looking for in sustainability and the claims around that, just really geared and designed specific for those industries. As we all know, dairy is in their production supply chain is slightly different from beef, is slightly different from poultry and pork. And so really staying true to the format and framework of care across the care suite, across all proteins, but within each of those proteins, being able to dive into the details specific to those industries as well.
Well, no doubt farmers in Iowa and around the country have had some challenges this year that brought along with the COVID-19 pandemic, to say the least. You know, looking ahead for 2021, what are some of the goals and maybe plans for Where Food Comes From next year?
Very good question. Yes, 2020 has been a trying year for many, but we do see consumers of meat products especially still interested in knowing where their food comes from. A little bit of focus on local supply chains as well. And really, consumers continue to lean towards companies that are providing a sustainability promise. And so we do believe that verification programs like Beef Care and the entire care suite will continue to have focus at Where Food Comes From and our customers. And along with that, really a way for producers to differentiate themselves through that third-party verification if it's other raising claims as well.
Very good. Laura, if our listeners would like more information today on Where Food Comes From and all of your programs, how do they do it?
Please look us up online at wherefoodcomesfrom.com. And then we also have some specific information on the care suite at wfcf.com/care.com. Please take a look, and also some story bit videos that highlight some of our existing certified producers that are out there, and it's a great opportunity to hear their story.
Laura, we wish you folks the best for the rest of 2020 and beyond, and thanks for coming on the program today.
Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Laura Wright, Director of Sustainable Animal Proteins with Where Food Comes From, Inc. here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.